Welcome to the Carol Rideberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, welcome and thanks for joining me today. Today's show is my end of the month, but we're having to do it middle of the month because of the holidays. It's the Conversations with Carol show. And what that really means is that there's no specific topic that I'm going to be talking about, but the whole hour is going to be devoted to sharing my medical intuitive skills with you by answering your questions. So if you have a question for me about your health, or you have a question for me about, you know, where is energy? I'm actually going to share a little bit about the energy update right now, or something that's going on in your life that maybe you just need a different perspective, then I invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. And a reminder that that number is good in U.S., Canada, and even international callers. The only difference is, of course, that you have to dial your international calling code. So that's what today's going to be, is just call me and we'll just sit around and just chat and answer questions. I would like to let you know that I have a very exciting event that's going to be happening April 9th in Andover, Massachusetts. We just finalized everything, and I'm going to be doing a full-day workshop with psychic medium John Holland. Very exciting. We have a up-and-coming intuitive star in that area, Lauren Rainbow, that's going to also be a part of the full day. And what we're going to be doing is working a lot with the theme of 2011, which is basically the energy and the theme of the year is finding your own way. So I'm going to be spending the day with John and with Lauren, and we'll just be talking and sharing messages. John, of course, deals with messages from the other side. My expertise is a lot about the body-mind connection, but I'm going to be doing body in particular, and then Lauren is going to be doing the mind. And all of us are going to be offering a drawing for a free one-hour reading with us. So I hope that if you live on the East Coast, or you're willing to come from the West Coast to the East Coast to join John, Lauren, and myself, that you will do so. Again, that's April 9th. It's in Andover, Massachusetts. The sponsor of it is Circles of Wisdom. If you go to my homepage, www.ritberger.com, then what you'll be able to do is just go to the What's News section on the home page. You'll see it at the very top. Click on it, and then you can purchase your tickets to be able to be involved in the event. The tickets basically went on sale about 2 weeks ago, just kind of through word of mouth, through our own list and so forth, and they're going very, very quickly. So I hope that you'll join us. It'll be a very exciting day. Well, I can see that my lines are just lighting up. So this is a conversation with Carol Day. So let's go ahead and jump in and take a couple of questions. And then what we'll do is I'll go in and I'll fill you in on some of these energy updates. Let's go ahead. Well, hi, Queen from Atlanta. How are you today, sweetie?
Hi, I'm the first caller. I'm doing good. How are you?
You're good. I'm good. I think I'm good. Yes, I'm good. Nice to see your name come across my screen. How have you been?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I guess I'm in a phase of, feel like I'm stuck. I am in a unsatisfying, dead-end job, which I live check to check. So I'm hoping 2011 will be the year that I finally leave the job and do something that I really like.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to, I see the vision, but it's hard for me to figure out how to get there.
So. Well, and the thing is that, and interesting that we would start the show out this way, Queen, the energy of 2010 was all about the year of resolve. And in order for us to make space for new beginnings, which is really kind of that underlying theme, that momentum of 2011, is that we really had to go in and kind of go through what I call our psychological closets to be able to look at the parts of ourselves that are our strengths, but more importantly, to go through and look at a lot of the conditioning that we have that basically limits the way we think. It actually takes the consciousness, and it actually squeezes it down to the point where we're just almost in so focused in the minuteness of the moment that we're not able to see the future and so forth. So what you've been doing is a tremendous amount of letting go. And one of the things that you really, it feels to me that you worked on, sweetie, is you really worked on this, number one, the fear of unknown, but even more so is your evaluation and perception of money. And if yeah. I, as I touch you, when I go into the money cycle and I look at your dear old dad and I look at your mom, I mean, both yeah. of them were so much about stability and security and, you know, that kind of that generational thinking that, you know, you stay with the job until the day that you retire, or the day that you yeah. die, because you need the security. So in that childhood association with money, you naturally had that fear of unknown being fed on almost a daily basis. I know that sounds melodramatic, but it was almost on a daily basis, is how are we yeah. going to survive? You know, everybody works hard, does their part, that process where we have to work hard to earn what we our keep, or to earn whatever we get for the time we put into it. You've done tremendous True. Work around that. The work was really done at more of that spiritual level that you started, it feels to me that you started looking at your life and you said, you know what? I've always been taken care of. I've not gone hungry. I've always had a roof over my head. What is really important? And is it about working at something you don't like versus something that you do like, making money that really is very limited? It's a scarcity energy around when we work to live, is right. that what we do is we really kind of bind ourselves to those old patterns. So what you did is you looked at it, you stepped out of all that, you looked at it from an intuitive standpoint, a spiritual perspective, and you said, mm-hmm. basically, what's the worst that can happen? And the worst that can happen is you can do what you love, and then that, like the book by Barbara Scherer, do what you love and the money will follow. That's really very, very mm-hmm. true. It is with all of us, but especially with you. Honey, your healer inside just is not going to keep, you're not going to be able to keep the lid on it any longer. You know, it just needs to come out. It's like a pot that's been boiling on the back of the stove for the last 2 years, and it just needs to come out. What I would encourage you to do is to do put together a transitional plan. Put together a plan where you can say, okay, set a date that you want to be out of your job. And don't tell anybody, but set it, write it down. Very important, because we have to write it down, because then that left brain that gets caught up in the fear and conditioning comes in and goes, oh my gosh, this is really real. I need to cooperate. So right. put it in writing, give yourself a date, and then from that date, start back and say, what do I need to do every day to be able to have what I need, either the finances, but more importantly, in your case, your ducks in a row. And then how can you start some of the marketing of it? Can you start reaching out? Do you want to associate with someone else? Do you want to be on your own? Do you want to, those are all the questions now that I find bubbling below the surface. So the first question I have is, is there any other education or any other classes that you believe that you need in order to be able to step into this new phase of your life?
I haven't thought about going back to school or anything. I did want to take some acting classes. I thought about that briefly, but nothing else, you know, that I thought about. One big step I took this year was I uprooted myself from Florida to Georgia. I didn't know mm-hmm. anybody. I knew a few people, but I just came here just for a change, out of, you know, took faith and leap of faith, and I got up and moved myself. So I like it here, but it's just a matter of I'm still with the same company for 3.5 years, and it's just, it's boring to me, and it's sort of like dead end, and it's hard for me to really get up in the morning and really enjoy going to work. And I hate that feeling, but I know right. I have to.
Right. Okay. So let's offer a different perception of that. The first thing I would encourage you to do is find out about acting classes, and use it as an avocation. Use it as something to give you a change of pace, something that you love, something that could help hone your skills, something that you could really touch and ask yourself, is this really what I want to do? Because in the process of getting where we want to go, we still have to do the process of elimination, but it would give you a change of pace, a change of scenery. It'll connect connect you with different people. The networking can maybe lead to where you truly want to end up going. So you might want to consider that. As far as your job, if you have a plan in place and you have a date in mind, then the job is what pays the bills while you get to the place you want to go. And then what you do is then you have a purpose of going to work every day. It isn't that it's a dead-end job, you're going to be there the rest of your life. It's just that it's giving you the financial freedom to explore and to put your plan in place. Okay. So that's a huge shift of perception. The other aspect of it, the fact that the job is boring is absolutely glorious. Now, I know that sounds strange, but what that means is that you are able to do the job and obviously do it well, since you stayed with the company that long and you were able to move and so forth, is that the job has almost become what I call rote. You get up, you do it, you do the task, you leave at night, and then you come back and home and you do everything. The excitement that that kind of boring can offer you is the fact that you aren't having to be consumed by learning or consumed by the task or consumed by the people or consumed by whatever it is, to where you get in the evening or looking at your game plan, you don't have any energy. So the fact that you can get up and go do it and you don't have to really think about doing it means that you have space in your thinking to be able to look at what you can do while you're doing that to give you the financial resources and get your plan in place. And then as a result, then exit at the date. And you know, if you find that you're still not ready at that date, you haven't told anybody, it is in writing, tear it up, set another date. When we verbalize those things and the way that we say, okay, I'm going to quit my job on October 11th in 2011, 10-11-11, which is a very powerful number. I don't know why I chose that one. Is that kind of a date you were thinking of or somewhere around there?
I was hoping it would be before October of next year.
Well, I don't know why that just came up. I'm not telling you you're going to stay there but for that long, but it's just what popped up. It's the 10. 10 is all around closure and the merging between, it's a wholeness number, the merging between the physical and the spiritual. 11 is all about the triad. It's about one being one. It's about two being in two with yourself. It's about 11, which is part of the new beginning. So a very powerful number, but that's kind of maybe the metaphor of you. So what you do is then you just start working toward that plan. And the fact that you're not being consumed by your work is really a very wonderful thing. So if you can shift your perception and see your job as not necessarily being where you don't want to be, but the vehicle to get you where you want to be. I know it sounds like a mind manipulation. It truly is. I'm very honest about it. But what it does is it shifts the perception and it gives you hope.
Okay.
You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Now, if you want to do it earlier, then you're really set up for it. But it just feels like something inside in your brain says, you know, I need to have a little more information, maybe a little more clarity. Maybe I need to dot the I's a little more. Maybe I need to cross the T's a little more. I'm not really sure I'm ready to take that leap of faith around this. The other thing is, I think Atlanta is a great place for you. It vibrationally matches you. It's got a lot of creative energy about it. It's just a great place for you to basically be at this time in your life because of the opportunity.
Okay. Yeah, I love it here. And I haven't had to, you know, I don't want to go back to Florida, but I really like it here. It's just trying to feel my way around and know, yeah, I did have some fear in, you know, I want to work in the entertainment industry, whether it be acting, music, TV, or film, but my background has been in healthcare and insurance for, you know, since I've been working, so it's kind of hard to see how do I get from this point to that point when I have no experience.
Well, so you do have experience, because you could, just hypothetically throwing out all the what ifs that we could, is that you could take your understanding of healthcare and what is needed, and you could turn that into a website. You could turn it into a series of videos. You could actually create a a web TV program to where you could talk about, you know, the healthcare and talk about all the things that you experience. So you have a foundation. It's just finding the right vehicle to be able to do it. And again, I think that if you get out and you start talking to people and you start going in and looking at some of the things, maybe there's a community college that has communication classes, or maybe how to do a web TV, or maybe how to be able to connect excuse me, with these different people. Now, all of you listeners, including Queen, has heard me clear my throat several times. And let me tell you what that means. Do-do-do-do-do-do. It's the woo-woo part. All right. What that means is that I'm touching you, honey, and I, your mother, entered the field. And whenever that occurs, I'm doing something with you. Somebody else comes into the field. I have to, if I'm not aware of them or I'm not paying attention, frankly, my vocal cords change because I have to now take your energy, my energy, and your mother's energy. The reason that your mother came into the field, your mother's your best cheerleader. She has a lot of fears, but she's your best cheerleader. And you know what she's saying is, I kind of feel like she's over there going, you go, girl. Come on, you go, girl. You can do whatever you want to do. You know, it feels like she said to you ever since you were a little girl that you have a very specialness about you. Now I know all moms say that, but you really do, Queen. And so it's just a case of, honey, of just looking at some of the things. If you want to, you know, as you're looking at this broad spectrum of the entertainment business, oh my gosh, that's huge. So what part of the entertainment business might be exciting to you? Start with exciting. You know, you don't have to start with what's practical. Start with what's exciting. Go and look and explore and let your mind wander and learn. And if it's classes or interacting with people or doing it on the web, whatever it is, sweetie, start the process. Actually, you started it. It's now just literally doing it on the earth plane instead of in the head.
Okay. Thank you.
Good
for
deal.
Thank you for, I have to, that makes sense when you say I have to change my shift of thinking. I really appreciate that because that makes so much sense now. So.
Yeah. Well, and so often when we get so caught up in kind of that dead-end job and we get so darn frustrated by everything, the first thing is, I just need out. I'm trapped. I need out. We get frustrated, yeah. Resentment. I mean, you know, I'd love to say you're unique, honey, but we all feel that way at some point in time, especially when we're doing something for the reasons that we maybe started, it was right, we're right, but it, as we moved on, it doesn't match us. It doesn't match us personality or passion. Sometimes it doesn't even feel like it matches our soul work. But what I do know is what you've learned in the, around health care, not so much insurance, but health care. Oh, that's the wave of the future, honey. So it just, you know, get up every day and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to make enough money to pay my bills and have the time to do what I need to. And I could take classes because I have all this extra money and this time that I don't have to be consumed by. I mean, just change your mantra.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And nice to see your name again, sweetie, come across to my computer. That's I really, really appreciate it. All right.
Thank
let me
so
just
much.
Very you are most welcome. I'm going to jump in and take another quick call in a moment or another call. But I just want to talk just very briefly, kind of to tantalize each of you as far as the energy where we are now. And it may make some sense as to why you are actually thinking you're stuck right now in the field. There's a tremendous amount of tension between that physical self and our spiritual self. And it's like the two over the course of our lifetime may come in. They may dance together a little bit. Sometimes we may even get them to have that alchemical marriage where we feel like we're a spiritual being having a physical experience. And then as a physical being having a spiritual experience. But right now, the energy in the collective consciousness, meaning the group consciousness, not that universal consciousness, but in that collective group consciousness, right now, it's fear and enlightenment that are literally at odds with each other. And fear is first chakra based and enlightenment is seventh chakra based. And right now we're seeking enlightenment, which means to enlighten ourselves or to illuminate a part of ourselves that basically has been suppressed or has been hidden or for whatever term I want to use. But when we reach that enlightenment, then we start to see the world of possibilities. In the first chakra, if we are so caught up in the physicalness of life, then all we see is what has been. And then we fall into that been there, done that trap that we experience in the humanist. Fear keeps us from enlightenment. Yet enlightenment changes the perception of fear so we can see things differently. So when it comes into the first chakra where it is now, and one of the ways that you know that you're caught between fear and enlightenment is if it's in the fear part, it's going to show up in your lower back and specifically in the ankles. The ankles are going to get tight. It feels like you don't have the movement. Some people may be having knee problems. Some people may be having feet problems. I tend to find in the work that I do as a medical intuitive that in this fear of unknown, because that's really what it is. We're going to let go of fear. You know, it doesn't motivate us. It actually disempowers, but we're going to let go of it. We're going to move into this enlightenment where we need to find our own way, trust our own instincts, listen to our messages of our body, listen to those gut hunches, listen to those epiphanies, pay attention to all of those things. That's what enlightenment requires, is that we encourage and utilize, incorporate, create a sacred marriage between our inner wisdom with what we've learned. So right now there's a tremendous tension between that first chakra and seventh chakra. And as a result, first chakra flows a much slower vibrational frequency. As a result, we can feel stuck. We may feel like we're running in molasses. We can't seem to get out of our own way. We just want to pick our feet up and move them one at a time. Maybe our lower back is bothering us, lower back being more in that curve of the spine, more so than in that buttocks area. And what that is, it's the fear of unknown. We're being asked to trust. We're being asked to trust ourselves, first of all. So what we have is we have that feeling stuck shows up that way. Now, on the other side of it, in the seventh chakra, what we're having right now is we're having this pull, almost like a, you know, we've got a foot stuck in tar, and we're just pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling. And the seventh chakra is trying to pull us out of that fear-based consciousness. So then we can see the world, our world, the world, the universe, through a completely different perspective and realize that the physical and spiritual self are one and the same. But right now in the fear-based, it's the physical being trying to find a spiritual experience. And sometimes it's difficult. Now, if we decide, oh, heck, I'm going to throw caution to the wind, I'm just going to take that leap of faith, and like I was talking with Queen, we may not have all of our ducks in a row in the process, then what we're going to do is when you get in that place, then your body is going to talk to you through the shoulders. So if you feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, if your shoulders are up around your neck and so forth, where you are afraid to say anything, you're afraid to move, but you know you need to move. So the body is actually an exquisite instrument to be able to talk to us, to tell us whether we're moving forward. When we allow our physical and spiritual nature to come into union with each other, we can be very grounded, such as I was talking with Queen with her job, shift the perception of it, look at what you are as a healer in her particular case, look at what the possibilities are. Now what we have is we have the alchemy of the physical and spiritual, and we have the alchemy or the art of consciousness. So again, just a little thought, that's where it is right now. This tension has been building up over 2010 from the standpoint of our need to let go, to resolve, said, been there, done that, just let it go. Don't need to carry it any longer. Again, metaphor for the shoulders, and it's a glorious time for us to be able to move on. So I'll add a little bit more to that in the next segment, but I think what I'm going to do is all of you that are holding on the line, please hold on, because I'm going to take a very quick commercial break right now, and I'll be right back, and then I'm going to go ahead and take a lot more calls. Thanks for joining me. I'll be right back.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
ContactTalkRadio.com. Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Hello, and thank you for joining me. If you are just joining me, today is my Conversations with Carol show. And what that means is that I'm going to be taking your calls throughout the entire show. We really don't have a specific topic. In the last segment, I talked about this energy tension that's in the field that may cause us to feel like we're either carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders or we're feeling stuck. And so I'm going to just kind of fill in a little more gap on that. But I also am going to be taking your calls. So I do want to thank you for all of you that are on the line hanging on. I'm going to get to you as quick as I can. I do want to also invite you, if you're not a part of my database and part of my email list and everything, and you're interested in receiving information about either classes I'm taking or channelings that I download and share, especially I try to do them the first of the year. Last year, I'm not sure what happened. I think I was trying to resolve things myself, but I do channelings on a regular basis, and I've got a brand new feature that's going to be happening in January. It's called Here's to Your Health Review, and I'm going to be sharing some tips for how to be able to heal and then also some inspirational things. So if you would like to be a part of my email list and to receive things from me, emails and announcements, then what you can do is go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and just go to the contact section, fill out what it is. If you even have a show suggestion of what you would like me to cover in a topic, you can submit it there, or even my Your Health teleclass suggestions. Then let me know if you have a topic that you're interested in receiving. And then also, as part of the email list, one of the things that I'm going to be doing, hopefully a lot more next year, is being able to just offer some free downloads or from some free PDFs or little mini ebooks or something. So again, if you're interested, go ahead and sign up. And of course, you always have the option to opt out. I'm very sensitive to not trying to spam or to load people up, because I'm not the only one out there that has the pleasure of having your email address. So anyway, if you're not signed up, please go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Go to the contact page, sign up, and then you will be a part of receiving my new Here's to Your Health review, and then also some of the other gifts I'm going to be giving and channelings. So let me go ahead and jump right in. Hi, Yasna from Cleveland, Ohio. How are you, sweetie?
Hi. I'm excited and nervous.
I do understand that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I have a question in regards to my tooth that I had removed a month ago on November 12th, and I had an infection there and was on antibiotics two times, and the last dose was finished last Friday, and it's still very, I still have something going on there and hasn't healed yet, and it's my upper left, I guess, tooth number 11, and then if you could just tell me whatever you can with that area up there, because I have a couple of other teeth that are, I guess, problems.
I can. Let me tell you that tooth 11 is the truth tooth. And one of the things that you've been working on for probably 2.5, maybe 3 years is speaking your truth. Sometimes it falls on deaf ear. That would have stopped you 3 years ago, but now it doesn't. It's like, okay, well, if you don't want to listen, I'm going to say it anyway. So what you have is you had a lot of built up energy around suppressing, the emotion of love, afraid to express it, afraid to ask for what you need. So that is what I call the truth tooth. And so in that particular process, what I want you to do is I started out kind of that woo-woo way of who I am, because one of the things is that to go in and see you speaking your truth and the things that you've been doing, looking at the word love, evaluating what you need from it. What do you need from a relationship? What is acceptable? What isn't? Setting some boundaries. That will be part of the energetic healing. The physicalness itself, what it did, let me see. I need to go in because we have a couple of things that are going on. One of the things, are you still in touch with the dentist?
Yes.
Would you ask the dentist if it feels like a he? Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Would you ask him if he could give you a prescription oral mouthwash? And there's several different types and everything. But what that's going to do is it's going to clean and quell the inflammation that is on the outer surface of the gum. And specifically the gum on the inside of where that tooth was removed. Mm-hmm. I have some inflammation there. I don't really think it doesn't appear to me to be an infection, but I do have the inflammation just in that one spot and a good oral mouthwash. And it has certain properties, and the reason I asked for the prescription is that, of course, I could tell you to go to over-the-counter, but this particular one, or the ones that they use, really have a lot of cleansing, and they not only work with the gum area itself, but they work with the gum area in the mouth itself. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I'm picking up is that I'm looking to see, the tooth isn't there, but I'm looking for the bone. I'm looking at the bone itself. Did he have to really yank at this thing to get it out?
Yes, it was pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got some bone damage. That's now, I know that sounds, whoa, Carol, that's melodramatic. But mm-hmm. What I have is I actually have some bone abrasion. Let's say it that way. I have bone abrasion. Oh, see, that's on the inside also. So I have the two things. I have a bone abrasion. That's going to take longer, sweetie, to be able to heal. It feels like the way that he had to yank and the way he had to pull to be able to get the roots of the tooth out is that it's almost like it bruised the bone itself in that back area, inside the mouth area, closest to the throat area. And so I've got some bone bruise there. I think the mouthwash will take care of this residual that is lingering in the gums itself and what is causing part of the pain that you're experiencing.
Yep.
I think what you're really experiencing, sweetie, is you're experiencing more of this bone bruising than anything else. And I think that the antibiotics went in because of the fact that you also have a predisposition to candida. My sense is that you had thrush, that you had some things, dynamics going on in your mouth anyway. The antibiotics did a real good job about that. It does throw the pH off. So you might want to look at doing some alkalizing of your gut. Do you do yogurt? Can you do
yes.
Sheep's? You might want to do some real good quality Greek yogurt or goat's
That's
milk
what
yogurt.
I'm eating. Actually, Greek
good.
Yogurt, yes.
Good, good. That will help you. That will reestablish the pH in your small intestine. That will quell the activities of the candida. Your candida goes systemic. I can pick it up a little bit in your chest area, but it kind of goes past it real quick, and it shows up in your mouth. You will know candida by a metallic taste in your mouth. You will know it by almost a sourness that you may feel in the mouth. You may know it by having little skin scales. You may know it by having thrush. Maybe there's a buildup of white on the tongue itself. That's part of the natural thing, but with candida, it does that. And that's where your candida really settles, is in your mouth. And the metaphor for me is, don't become sour with yourself, sweetie. If you do, then the candida rears its head. But I think what you're dealing with is, you're dealing with this bone abrasion, this bone bruising. And do you do any kind of over-the-counter pain reliever?
I did, but just the week after this was taken out, and I was taking Advil.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt anymore, but the roof of my mouth in that area hurts for, I would say, 3 weeks. It hurts a lot.
Yeah, yeah, and that's, I think, part of this whole thing, because, I mean, it's like he just feels, when I kind of, I think of the cartoons and who I am in my childhood, when they're trying to pull teeth and they're just yanking back and forth with those pliers, trying to get that last little part of that root out, and that's what it feels like. And then with that predisposition for candida in your mouth, I think that that was just kind of a combination. The going down deeper, looking at the abscess, there was an abscess, you are aware of that,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And the abscess itself, where it even lodged and what it did with the gum itself, I think is part of what you were experiencing as well. My sense is if it really, if it bothers you or keeps you awake at night or anything like that, then I would probably go back and do an Advil. And the main reason for that is that it manages the inflammation so forth. The one thing is, Advil is acidic. So if you do Advil or you do Aleve or you do any, even aspirin, they are acidic. What you will want to do is you will want to take them with food. You can take them with your yogurt. You may want to take them with a little bit of fruit or greens or, a real good, grainy bread or something like that. You don't need much of it, but that will help it so it doesn't throw your pH off.
Okay. And the two teeth next to this tooth in the back, they are also root canaled and covered with crowns. And I had a big problem back in March of this year.
Mm-hmm.
They did an apicoectomy, and they told me at that time that these two teeth are okay. So I don't know if you can.
They are. They are. One of the things, these teeth will become more okay because the pockets that were created between the tooth removed and the next one, what we'll do is the pockets that were basically keeping this place for bacterium, for food to build up, is no longer existing because the tooth was removed.
Okay.
So, sweetie, I just all of a sudden, and thanks for just staying open to me. Has the dentist checked your bite?
Yes. Yes, it's pretty bad. Yeah.
It is, sweetie. And part of the thing that caused this nerve to become inflamed and caused, on top of everything else and the sensitivity in these teeth, your bite is really off. And your bite is hitting the outside. It's like it's throwing your jaw out to the outer part of your face, and you're actually biting on the outside of these teeth instead of these teeth matching where they need to in the center. That bite probably should be looked at. Maybe he wants to look at considering, I'm not a dentist, but considering a night guard so you're not going to grind. But your bite is off, and that's what's causing this whole irritation aspect of why you're feeling the sensitivity in the other teeth.
Yeah, I do sleep with the night guard, and my bite is off, yes.
Yeah, it's just hitting it wrong. Mm-hmm. And even if he could grind the crowns down a little bit to where your jaw, when you chew or grind your teeth, isn't going to hit the outside, that's going to take a lot of pressure off of those teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but I'm not picking up infection, but I would ask about the prescription oral mouthwash. That will help you. It heals the gums very, very quickly. It's very good for superficial inflammation.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and thanks for
talking to you about other things, but I guess that will be for some other time.
Well, you know what? I'm on Wednesdays. Give me a call. I'll see your name come up. We'll do the best we can. But thanks for being so open to me, sweetie, especially since it's like, oh, I'm nervous.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. All right. So very briefly, I'm going to go ahead and jump in for other calls, but briefly, so we've got that first chakra that's feeling like it's in a lowest of vibration. And then we have the seventh chakra, which is in the highest vibration. When those two, physical and spiritual, become at odds with ourselves or ourselves, because we are that, then what we do is then it creates a tension, and that tension shows up in the third chakra, personal power. Maybe we feel at one moment we're very self-confident, next moment we can't seem to do anything. We may experience anxiety. We may also experience the way that we work with our foods differently. We may find when we get in that tension between the first and seventh chakra, we grab for food that normally we wouldn't eat, food that tends to be acidic. It can throw the gut off. But the thing that it can do over the course of time is that it can actually weaken the immune system. And what that does is it causes the immune system to overreact. We are entering into flu and cold season. Your immune system is very, very important to keep it healthy. So you need to feed it what it needs. That's alkaline-based foods, also plenty of rest. And then what it will do is it will allow your chakras, your energy field, in order to create that balance that is needed between your physical and your spiritual. You will be a spiritual being having a physical experience, a physical being having a spiritual experience. And the both will flow in the synchronicity that it needs to. You won't need to think about it because your inner knowing and wisdom will merge with your acquired information and intellect. And now you have best of both worlds to be able to make the decisions that you're going to be making in the year of 2011. So just a little bit of energy update. Let's jump in. Hi, Christine from San Jose. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Hi, Carol. Hi, Chris. Thank you so
Hi.
Much.
You're welcome, hon. How can I help you?
Oh, it's so nice to speak with you. Thank you. I'm calling about my son. I don't know if you remember, but we had talked back in May. He's 10 months old, and he started having some seizures back then. And I was just calling about him. We found a medication that's working great. And the doctor now feels that it's time to start to wean him off. And I was wondering, how do you think he's doing? Is there anything else I can do to support him? Because he had had a lot of diarrhea and some food allergies.
Exactly. A lot of candida, a lot of thrush, a lot of the different things with the food allergies.
I gave them all organic, and I don't know what, I just need some help.
Okay. So let's see what I can do.
Thank you.
Because what you can do is continue what you're doing with the food allergies, continue trying. Part of his work with you, sweetie, is so you will, you know, step into that metaphysician that you are, that healer that you are. You're going to learn an awful lot about nutrition. You're going to learn an awful lot about pH. You're going to learn an awful lot about how to be able to either subsidize medication or be able to do it without medication. I mean, this is his work with you is to cause you to have to step forward into that metaphysician that you are, that healer that you are, and really explore, is that something that you're going to want to do in the future? So that's his gift to you.
Okay.
When
well,
I go,
I am an acupuncturist, so.
Yes, yes. Well, he's going to take you to a whole new level.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Your whole clientele, we're all waiting for you, honey. We want, you know, you're very good, but we just want you to, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it this way, step it up a tad there, honey.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so let me go in and let's do this energetically. The area that is having difficulty being able to communicate is his sixth chakra and his second chakra. So as you're working with him, whether you're doing energy work, you're looking at foods, I'll tell you what that means in a moment. What it is there's a breakdown in the fourth chakra that isn't allowing the sixth and the second chakra to talk. The pituitary gland tied to thyroid, tied to glucose, pancreas, second chakra, is where he needs the help. So let's see if I can take that a different direction. Foods that will not create mucus buildup, foods that his body does not metabolize too quickly, spiking the glycemic index, foods that are alkaline, Boy, I just picked up a supplement, and I'm not, that's not who I am, so I'm having to ask the name for it. Did you put them on supplements?
Supplement, you mean vitamins?
No, herbs.
Well, did I put him on them? No. Sometimes I give him elderberry if he's got a cold, but no.
Is there something called astragula?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Okay. I was taking that. Yes.
Okay.
I was taking that because it's a tonic, like when he was, I don't know. I was taking it. He think he was getting it through the breast milk when he was around 2 months or something.
Yeah, that seems to be what he's either needing, and you're going to have to go in because, like I said, I'm kind of out of my comfort zone right now. I'm just using you as a vehicle. Why don't you go in and muscle test that for him?
Okay.
Be his surrogate and muscle test it. Hold his hand, you know, put it in your hand and see if it drains or it adds energy to him. For some reason, that just came in that he either needs it or that can give you the answers to what you need to do to offset it, or you can add something that is different. I don't know why it just came in.
Okay.
Going into the brain itself. I think I told you last time he's going to outgrow these, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, he will.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he will. The doctor wants to get him off the medication. You know what? I probably would use your intuition, use your skills, look at diet. What can you refine? What can you change that can manage his buildup of mucus? Whether that's energetic, no, it's actual physical. He's such a precious little baby.
Oh, he is.
Oh, my God.
I love him so much.
I don't blame you. I just want to hug him with you. I mean, he's just like, hello, Carol. This is. He's just got the most gorgeous eyes. Oh, my Lord.
And he looks right
into your soul. It's like, are you really real, Carol? And it's like, oh, yes, here I am. I'm all here. He just does this with people. So what we want to do is go ahead and look at the astragula, look at what your intuition's telling you, look at diet, put that in place, try some things, give yourself a few days on the different things you're trying, use them for a few days, try something else. If the doctor is willing to hold off on the medication, did he give you a time frame?
Well, basically, the current studies have shown if they're under a year old and they get benign seizures, meaning there's no cause,
right,
that they usually outgrow them after 6 months. However, he's not sure if it's the case with him, but he said we could just try it, and then if not, then he would just go back on.
Okay. Well, you have an option then. Okay, that's very, very good. I didn't know whether the doctor was wanting to wean him off completely and everything.
Yes.
I actually,
his plan is we wean him off slowly, and then if he has one, he goes back on, and then if not, he goes completely off the medication.
Okay, perfect. That's a good game plan. I just, it just feels like he's, you know, you're working, you're putting your process in place, it feels like it's helping. The mucus that I'm picking up is the mucus in his small intestine, by the way. I kept asking, tell me where that is. So you'll want to be really sensitive to the foods that he will be eating, the different the foods that you eat, all these different things. There's just the two of you are like two peas in a pod. And when you get a sensitive lower gut, he gets a sensitive lower gut. If he gets a sensitive lower gut, you get a sensitive lower gut. And just do some research about foods that tend to build up mucus in the small intestine, and that would show up in mucus, probably in the sinus, maybe some pressure build up in the ears itself. Notice if he's pulling at his ears, things like that. That's just kind of the mapping I'm getting.
You are so good. Wow. Yes.
Oh, you are good, honey. We're just a mutual admiration society here. No,
yeah.
You are truly, Christine. You are very, very wonderful in the work you do. I really am excited about you stepping up, sweetie, because you have so much more inside.
It's a hard initiation with your baby, though.
Oh, you know, you and I need to sit down one of these days just over the phone or whatever, have a cup of coffee, because you must have this disclaimer in your contract like I do, is that, you know, make it really obvious. I mean, I had to die and come back. It's like, hello, you don't need to die, Carol, to be intuitive. And but he is really your teacher, sweetie. You have a much different connection with him than you do even with a lot of the patients that you care about. So.
And can I just ask one last, the small intestine, you know, my milk has kind of started to dry up a little bit. So I try to lactose free, but part of me feels like that's probably not good for him, because doesn't dairy build up phlegm and mucus?
It does.
Yeah. Okay.
It does. So that's where I just kind of keep picking it up, is that if we just need to keep that second chakra in that small intestine, that part of the digestive tract, as healthy and as happy as possible, and then the rest of it's going to take care of itself.
Oh, that's wonderful, and he'll outgrow it, hopefully. Thank you so much.
I do believe he will, sweetie.
Oh, that's great.
I do believe so. All right, so
Thank you, Carol. You are most welcome.
Thank you. You too. Okay, let's see. We're going to try to jump, get one more in. Hi, Margaret from Seattle. How are you, sweetie?
Hi.
How can I help you?
Well, interesting you're talking about stuck. I'm feeling stuck in my life, personally, health-wise, and professionally, and looking for a little guidance.
All right. If you can step forward in your relationship, your health will be much better, as will your professional life. You've been sitting on the... Let's see, how do I want to say this? Your soul's giving me flashcards and pictures. You're sitting on the fence ready to jump off. Is that accurate?
What?
Does something really have to change in your relationship, honey, in order for you to be willing to stay in it?
What relationship?
There's a person that you've been struggling with for a long time. Do you have a sister? I thought it was mother. Do you have a sister?
She's dead.
Are you still struggling with that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Was she kind of considered the golden child or the favored? I've got energy around it, sweetie. Excuse me. I don't mean to turn it into a therapy session, but there's a relationship with a female. I thought it was your mother, but it wasn't. I came up with a sister. There's energy around a comparison between the two of you, the desire for you to be seen, to be heard, to be able to feel loved, to be like you were a part of a family or a part of a relationship. I've got some old lingering remnants that's hanging on, and that feels like it's what's kind of holding you down still. It's like you're ready to fly, but it's just, I've got this one cord that is just seems like it keeps holding you down or holding you back. And so I'm just going to throw something out just because it feels like I should. With the holidays coming about, why don't you create a visualization of a package? Maybe you even want to wrap a package. And in that, you want to let go of your sister. Just put your sister, maybe there's things that you remember about, or you can do it through visualizations. And then just give that package to the universe and see if that changes your perception. Because you have a lot of talents. It feels like you play small. Excuse me for saying it that way. It does. And you have no, oh my gosh, Margaret, that's the last thing you should do, sweetie. You have a lot of skills about you. It just feels like this old last hurrah that just needs to be let go so you can just fly the way that you need to. Does that make any sense to you?
It's somewhat.
It's okay. Okay. It's okay if you say no. It's just what I was picking up. But it's just...
Yeah, my sister in a long, long time. She's been dead a very, very long time.
Yeah. This isn't about going to psychotherapy or anything. You asked me about being stuck and I touched you on one side and sweetie, you've been running like the wind. You've been trying things. You've been doing things. You've been learning. You've been growing. I was just looking and saying, what makes her feel like she's stuck? And then all of a sudden it came up with relationships. It came up with family. And that's where I started connecting the dots. If you are just even open to it, just see if that does anything. I mean, just try it. If it doesn't, then it doesn't, but I think it will.
Okay, and does Christmas feel like a time of a big shift?
Absolutely. This is part of it, and that's part of the holidays that I picked up with family and everything. This is a huge time for you. 2011 is going to be a very, very... year of movement for you. Absolutely. It's just like I need to get that one foot kind of that feels like it's stuck in something and just pull it up and stand you up and say, go, Margaret, run like the wind, honey. Let your dreams come true. Don't keep suppressing them. You are full of life. That's just, I keep getting that metaphor. You know what? I hate to do this, my love, but I have run out of time. Margaret, if you are willing to call me back after the 1st of January, because I'm doing replays, I will look for your name, sweetie, and we'll pick it up for here because there's going to be a lot that's going to happen in the next couple weeks for you. Thank you so much, all of you. I really appreciate your supporting my work. Light and love. Have a wonderful holiday season, and I will see you again on the radio. Have a great time.
You've been listening to The Carol Ryberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ryberger.com. That's www.ryberger.com. See you soon.